My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, will absence make the heart grow fonder? Listen and enjoy.
If you wish to talk about anything else, that's fine. I just don't feel like arguing anymore today. But we need to get all this figured out very soon so we can either go on together or go on apart.
Sounds like the meeting we had about in April. Mm. Sounds like the trip down to Virginia. Anyway.
Life imitates art.
I guess so.
Are there pickles involved in this conversation?
I did send her some.
So you're reading the right emails?
Oh, shit. Joe was playing the part of Belinda.
Yeah.
So Belinda writes, "What I want more is that we solve our problems so we can go on together." I go, "Then we will." She goes, "I do have something else I would like to talk to you about." I go,
"Here
it comes."
I go, "Okay, what would you like to talk about?" "Rita's dad's funeral is this week, and I'll have to go and escort and help her with the preparations and the funeral."
Okay.
That's what I said. That's what I said, okay. I go, she goes, "What would you like me?" Remember, Rita's her roommate. She goes, What would you like me to tell her for you?" She goes, "I guess the okay shows how upset you still are." I go, I am very sorry for her loss, and she's in my thoughts. Is there an African custom to this? I go, "Of course I'm upset, aren't you?" She goes, "I am, but I guess you are more upset." I go, "Maybe I care more." So what will you be doing for Rita? What is involved? African funerals are sorrowful and interesting and quite long. Somebody got Wikipedia. But they like to show their respect for the dead before it's been buried. Before it's been buried. Do you want me to write an obituary? I'm quite good.
Yeah, really.
I respect you, Shovel. Yeah. I respect you. Let me out of the hole then.
Yeah, really.
I go, "Sounds like a hard day." She goes, "I will sew her funeral clothes for her and go and escort for the entire duration of the funeral to show how I care." I go, "You're a good friend to her." She goes, "I try my best." I go, "That's good. It's one of the things I like about you." She goes, "Yeah, but we will in little bits as and when I can squeeze a little time out." I think she's talking about talking to me.
I thought she was talking about making orange juice for a second.
I go, "Okay, I will not expect to video chat with you this week then." She goes, "Okay, maybe we will before I leave, but don't know yet." I go, "Leave? Where are you going?" She goes, "I'm going to Rita's dad's hometown where the funeral will be held." Stupid. I go, "Is it far? Will you be gone long?" She goes, "It's quite far, and I'll be going for 3 days. It will start from Friday and end on Sunday." I go, "Okay, I can't wish you a good trip because it is sad. I can wish you safe travels." She goes, "Thanks, but we will talk from time to time when I get a little time." I go, "Okay, if you want to." She goes, "When you say this, it makes me feel like you don't want to talk to me."
Oh.
I go, "Why do you say that?" She goes, when you say, "If I want to." I go, "It just means with everything going on and the sadness, I would not blame you if you did not have the time or the desire to talk to me." She goes, "I always want to talk to you. This is time I would like to talk to you for you to console me because there will be lots of crying and sorrow at the funeral." I go, "Okay, I'll do that for you." Now, let's stop right there. This is not typical scammer stuff.
No, my question is this. How really well do you really have to stitch funeral clothes? I mean, how much use are they going to get?
Joe!
It's not sweatpants, Joe.
That's
I don't know.
You got out of it. Yeah,
no,
he's just worried about being comfy.
No, but this is not... I'm saying, take a vacation from me. You got other clients to work on.
It sounds like...
She's like, "But you don't like me.
That's what I'm saying. There's a connection there. This person likes talking to me.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's a chick.
Yeah.
This is a chick move.
That was definitely a chick move.
Yeah, no guys.
Did she mention the passing of Rita's father or the father being in ill health before that sentence?
She's mentioned it, I think so. I can't keep track, but I do believe so.
That, you know what? Let me just digress for a small second, but it's pertinent. When Mr. Helix and I were first dating, I think it was almost like our first misunderstanding. He had gone away to visit his mom in Cape Cod, and he was gone for a week. And so when, backwards. I was away for a week. And when I got back, he said to me something, I think an email. I said I was getting back, say it was like, a Friday night. He's like, "Okay, well, I'll see you Saturday or something." And I was put out because I thought, I've been gone for a week. If you really care about me, you want to see me when I get home.
Mm.
Like, I was expecting the answer to be something like, well, you know, can I see you Friday night? Yeah. Or
so this is a real conversation.
And he originally went to, immediately went to, well, I'll see you the next day. And I sat there, like a check, with my tongue, with my bottom lip sticking out, although he couldn't see it. And I was like, he didn't want to see me immediately. He doesn't care about me as much as I care about him. And I had a whole drama in my head.
Mm. Here's the thing. If this is just
but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's such a
if this is just
you
business.
You don't want to talk to me.
If this is just business, she could. I'm giving her a pass on a couple of days. I'm saying, I'll be here.
Yeah.
Take a vacation from me. Yeah. We're both exhausted from this.
Let's look at Nicole. I'm sorry, Pip.
No, and she stuck her little lip out and went, you don't want to talk to me while I'm at a funeral.
Yeah.
I'm sad. That's a girl.
I'm thinking cold and callous, where this could be a standard ploy that they have somebody handy-dandy ready to die, and then use it as a basis to buy a couple of days to get a story together.
But Joe, she's not taking a couple of days. I gave her the couple of days.
And she wants to talk to him.
She wants to talk to me every day. I gave her the couple of days. So it doesn't make sense what you said.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make sense if she says, okay, I'll talk to you in a few days. Let's go over our facts. Let's regroup. We'll get him in the second half. She's not saying this.
She's like, don't you want to talk to me?
Yeah. I go. She wants me to be there because there's lots of crying and funeral and sorrow. I go, okay, I'll do that for you. She goes, thanks, hon. Really appreciate it. I go, of course. Listen, no matter what happens between us, I did care and will care for you. And that's true. I do like this person.
Yes, I know.
However this ends,
yeah,
I like this person.
Yeah.
Like, nothing would make me happier if one day she goes, listen, let me tell you, here's what I was doing.
Right.
And then I would go, funny you should say that. Are you familiar with Davin's Den?
Can I throw a link out to you and then just go explore?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.